what we do is, Peter, we run an omnibus every other month, right? And the omnibus, different organizations or bodies load questions onto a questionnaire that goes around the nation, that's nationally. And the fact that the different companies load questions on the omnibus means that the costs are shared and therefore cheaper for each individual company. It is on this questionnaire that we load questions on socio-economic and political questions affecting the country. Now, with this, nobody actually pays us. We do it on our own accord, and when we finish, we release the results to the public. It is for public consumption. It's not for sale. So everybody can access it. Now, this time around, what we did was, because at the time we went to the field, it was between 11th of August and 24th of August, the state was in mourning, actually mourning, when we lost our late president. So we decided not to actually ask questions on personalities, because as at that time, the NDC, they have a party leader. So what we decided to ask was, if a presidential elections were organized in Ghana today, which party, which political party would you vote for? That was the question we polled. And NDC nationally scored 34.2%, with NPP 31.8%. PPP, that's Indom's party, 5.3%. CPP, 3.6%. PNC, 1.9%. DPP, 0.2%. GCPP, 0.1%. URP, 0.1%. And then NDP, 0.1%. And then we have a chunk of undecided and refused, that people don't have claim they don't have alienation. They don't want people to know where they are aligned to. And that is 16.9%. That's almost 17, with refused 5.8. If you add this, you get about 23. And to me, that's very big, huge. Probably this is due to the state in which the situation as at the time we went to the field, because the people were mourning, they didn't want to put themselves into political situations, as I think. So this is, and then in the four swing regions, Greater Accra, Central, Western, and the Brown Afro region, if you look at the Greater Accra region, the NDC polled 32.8% as against the NPP 27.3%. And then in Greater Accra as well, we have almost about a third of our sample, 27.6%, that were undecided, you see, and then 7.2% refused. So if you add all, that's also huge, over a third of our sample in Greater Accra, actually were not prepared to say anything. Then we go to the central region. We have the NDC having 40.8%, and then NPP 15.9%. Still, the undecided 20.4% and refused 14%. If you add them together, it's about 34%, and that's also big. So NDC in Greater Accra and Central, they actually took the lead. And then in the Western region, NPP scored 44.6%. That's against the NDC 19.3%. And we have about 16.9% for undecided. That's, and then refused is 4.8%. If you add that together, it's also 21-22%. And then if you go to the Brown Afro region, which is the last swing region, the NPP polled 38.4%. That's against the NDC 20.5%. Then 24.6% undecided and 4.3% refused. If you add this, it's still big. So to me, this poll actually actually showed that most people were, at that time that we went to the field, were undecided, or were probably didn't want people to know where they were aligned to, which party they were aligned to. And the most interesting results that we had was in the Ashanti and the Northern regions. If you look at Ashanti region, the NDC polled 33.5%. That's against the NPP, 33.2%. And this has never happened. I mean, all the polls that have been conducted, Ashanti region is a stronghold of the NPP, and everybody expected that they polled very big. But if you look at the undecided and the refused rate, it's also huge. It's about 22%. And that is, to me, it's also huge. But in the Northern region, you know, the Northern region is usually for the NDC. But this time around, the NPP scored 41.5%. That's against 24.9% for the NDC. Now, in the Eastern region, which we all know, NPP polls 63.4%, NDC 22.5. And then in the voter reading, the NDC polls 65.2%, with the NPP 6.4%. So these are actually then Upper East, NDC 58.3%, NPP 10.7%. Upper West is 45.9% for NDC and 8.2% for NPP. So actually, this is the general results of the poll that we actually conducted. And to me, because we didn't use personality, actually, what we used to ask is, whom would you vote for if elections were held today? But this is political party. People are disputing the fact that, I mean, how can you pull a political party? Because people actually vote based on personality. But I still think it's the same. I mean, sometimes we have what we call the skirt and blouse, where in Ghana, somebody will vote for a particular personality. But because it doesn't, in the parliamentary, you wouldn't, for example, in the presidential, you vote for a particular personality. But in the parliamentary, you wouldn't vote like the personality. So you'd rather vote for someone on a party ticket instead of a personality. So I think, to me, it's the same. There's no difference. But because at that time, we cannot say personality because we know what was happening in the country. This is the question we polled.
Now, let me ask you this, Mr. Mensah. So both the National Democratic Congress and the New Patriotic Party, the two biggest parties in the country, have soundly rejected the outcome of the poll that you conducted. What is your reaction to that?
I disagree with you. The NDC from the beginning, that's when we started. I've never agreed with that because they say we've been bought by the New Patriotic Party. But the New Patriotic Party has never come out to say they disagree. What they said was they know they have work to do and they know they have work to do. This has shown that they need to work harder. Well, that's what they said. I've never heard them saying they disputed. It's the NDC. But the NDC, I believe, because they've condemned us from the beginning, and this time this is the situation. They wouldn't want to say it. So I know. I mean, but, well, we don't sell this information, Peter. It's out there in the public domain. So everybody is subject to his opinion. People can bash it the way they want it. We are an independent market research agency. What we do is to collect information, and we do a lot of research. We do media research, market research, social research, and opinion polling. And as you know, research involves collection of information, which is then used to inform strategy or policy. We are neutral collectors of information. We collect the information and put it there in the public domain the way it is.
Deputy Communications Director of the NPP, Boabeng Asamoah, told XYZ News that it will be interesting to look at the dynamics because we believe that as far as all Ghana is concerned, at this time, we believe sincerely that Nana Addo is in the lead. So basically, they are doubting the credibility of your poll.
Okay, well, Peter, that's what I've told you. Well, nobody pays for that. We do it ourselves. So we just put it out in the public domain. You are subject to your opinion. We don't have anything to say about that. We continue to do, anytime we do run our omnibus, we continue to poll. And we poll it the way it's random. And we know it's done well. Our sampling frame is the latest population census data. And we go along by that, by the ethics of market research. And that's what we do. So, well, they are subject to their opinion. I don't have anything to say about that.
Coming under such criticisms from both the two leading parties in the country, some analysts are saying that it really tarnishes the reputation of Ipsos Ghana, and that could further undermine your credibility of polls or future polls in the country. Are you concerned about this?
Peter, let me tell you this. You see, all over the world, we are present in 84 countries. If you go to Kenya, we do the same. They were bashed, a lot of things happened to our office there. If you go to Nigeria, the CEO was even arrested. I mean, a lot of things have happened in our offices outside Ghana. So that's what we do. You know, related to opinion polling, you have these problems. If it doesn't favor parties, they bash you. If it favors them, they keep quiet. But, well, if somebody has commissioned me to do a research or to do an opinion polling, I give the results to you. But this is our own thing. So we have control over that.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that it's the way the explanation is done? Or what do you think the concerns are of these political parties to express doubt constantly? Because any time a poll is...
Something is pulled there, nobody pays for it, it's pulled there. So definitely people, if somebody has paid for it, I mean, they will take it seriously because money is spent on it. But we do it ourselves and we put it there for everybody. So there's nothing I mean, the explanations are good. I mean, we give the whole data, the processes that we go through, everything, sampling frame, everything to. We put it out. We just don't give people figures. We put everything out and give it out to them.
So let me ask you, what should Ghanaians expect from Ipsos Ghana with respect on the background of the fact that these two leading political parties, whether it goes for or against them, seem to criticize or not have too lofty things to say about the poll ahead of the election? What should Ghanaians expect from you?
We still, anytime we run our omnibus, we'll still put our results there until the 2012 election. We'll still keep on polling. If I have people ready for next month's opinion polling, omnibus, we'll still put our questions in there.